birthday.
Happy birthday, buddy.
You know, it would be an amazing birthday present for
me. Buddy.
If you introduced the show.
Well, I already got you a gift certificate, so I don't have to do that.
You think you can do both?
No, it doesn't. It's not how it works, Ken. Don't get greedy.
Well, you know, can I be honest?
Yeah.
I won't be greedy. I'd prefer you to introduce the show rather than getting a gift
this
certificate.
This is 7-second delay on East Orange. Something. And Mount Hope.
Your name?
My name is an important part of the introduction.
All right, I'll take the gift certificate.
Okay, here it is. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you. No, that's your credit card. Wow, it's kind of two gift certificates.
No, it's one. It's one. It's the same one.
It looks like two.
Well, it just got detached.
To Panera Bread.
Yeah, Panera Bread. You get a panini there. What else can you get there, Julie?
You can get some soup there.
Yeah, they got soup. Yeah.
And it says...
Anything up to $10.
It says choose any amount from $15.
Oh, $15.
$15 to $200.
Well, you got $15. You got a panini. You got some kind of muffin.
Well, thanks, buddy.
I love you, man.
Yeah.
You got a Panera's near you?
No.
I got one right near me. Man, I'd love that.
Can I give this
Man, to you? I'd love it. I would love that.
Can I give this to you? And
yeah, thanks.
Yeah, no problem. My gift.
That's fantastic.
My gift to you.
Happy birthday, man.
Thanks. It's the best
61.
It's the best birthday ever.
It's going to be great. Did you play Highway 61 this morning on your little show?
I did not.
Let's bring it up. God said to Abraham, kill me a son. You know that song, Julie?
I do not know.
You don't know Bob Dylan, Highway 61?
This is going to be a treat. Julie, get closer to the mic there.
I do not know that song.
So we put out the word.
Will you introduce Julie?
We put out the word. First, I'll explain. We put out the word. There was a newsletter that went out. We talked about it last week on the show. You have a staff here. You invited your staff. Big birthday party,
yep.
6 o'clock.
Yeah.
At Ken's studio. And guess who came?
Julie.
We have one listener here. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Julie, you're going to regret this, but you won't regret it very much. That's our promise to you.
That's as much as I can ask for.
This is an important song in rock and roll history, Jules.
Why? Why is this important, Andy?
Well, don't you think this whole album, Highway 61 Revisited?
Yeah.
When he just exploded with his...
That's true.
This is Bloomfield. This is Al Kooper on the penny whistle.
It's not a penny whistle. I don't know what you call those
Hold
things.
Hold on. Crank this up, man. Where you want this killing done?
What's your favorite song on this album, Andy?
No one's ever going to beat like a Rolling Stone. Isn't that on the album?
Yeah.
That kicks off the album, right?
Yeah, it does.
And then what is Desolation Row? An hour and a half?
11 minutes.
11 minutes,
yeah.
Well, this is your second birthday gift.
This Bob song.
This song. We're playing this song.
You getting me to...
61 years old. How old's your father, Jules? Is he still with us?
He is not.
Oh, I'm sorry. How old's your mom?
She is 62.
She is?
Yep.
She's about Ken's age.
Yeah.
Is she enjoying her life?
Yes, she is. She's doing great.
I wonder what Ken's problem is. I wonder why Ken can't enjoy his life. What's preventing him? What do you think is preventing you from really fully embracing life, Ken? Is it me?
No. Maybe my job.
Yeah, probably your job.
Yeah.
Well, you're 61. I mean, that's it. You're not going to be able to change jobs. You can't.
Right.
There's no...
Too late for
too
that.
Too late to start over. Yep. I mean, you're not going to hit reset now. This is it, Ken.
I know.
Ken,
no, you're telling
look
me.
Look around. Ken,
I know
look
this.
Around. Ken, take a minute. Look around. This is your life.
I know.
This is it.
I know.
It's not going to get better.
Thanks for giving me such a great birthday, Andy.
You're welcome, buddy. I love you, man. Look, as long as you have friends like me and Julie.
Yeah. Thanks for coming to my party, Julie.
You're very welcome.
We
Thanks
have,
for inviting me.
We have balloon animals. We have actually...
Yeah, tell us about the balloon animals.
Well, I guess I didn't get the right balloons. They're going to be hard, but I'm going to do what I can. I might actually make the animals without inflating them. They'll be balloon flatworms. And then...
But you can make a balloon Natalie Portman.
Yeah, I can't do dogs. I can't do giraffes. I can do Natalie Portman.
So why don't you do that? I'm sure some kid would love a balloon Natalie Portman.
Okay, I'll try to do that. And then
we're looking for a kid who lives within 20 minutes of the station, right?
Yeah, we'll put the balloon animal in an Uber.
The balloon Natalie Portman.
Balloon Natalie Portman. You know, she's not just an actress. She's an actress activist. Did you know that?
I knew that. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't just call her an actress. That makes me so mad. Okay.
Did you like her dress at the Oscars?
Just remind me.
It was a cape.
I love it.
With all the female directors who were snubbed at the Oscars.
That's the activist part.
Yes.
That's the activist Natalie Portman.
Yes.
Yeah.
So are you going to...
Pushing through, yeah.
When you make a balloon Natalie Portman, will you make that cape?
I'll do what I can, Kenny. And then what else do we have? Hey, is it too late to have people that live nearby to come and join us?
Yeah, sure. Come on down. What's
Where
the address, Andy?
Well, it's easy to find. Just look for the vulture circling overhead.
Right.
It's WFMU, man.
How far below the vultures are we?
we're a few meters below the circling vultures.
Okay.
And there seem to be, you know what's funny, Julie? You'll find this funny. There seem to be more vultures whenever it's marathon time. Isn't that funny? As if they know we're in trouble and we're going under. How do vultures know, Kenny?
Oh, they can smell death.
Yeah, they can smell death.
They're very good. They can spit death.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, the FMU. So look for the FMU vultures on Montgomery Avenue, on Montgomery Street.
Right.
What is the number here, Kenny? Four something.
Four something, that's right. Two digits, 43. 43 Montgomery Street.
43 Montgomery Street.
Yeah, and we're looking for...
And we're going to get dizzy, that's part of our
right,
plan.
Right, dizzy party.
Now, I'm a little congested, so me getting dizzy will be...
Oh, and we have a sexual favors hotline tonight.
Yes, we're going to ask people to... We're going to ask people what they can do for our station. We've been giving and giving, right, Kenny?
Yes, we have.
Every week, every day, you broadcast out that crap, that pablum.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're asking people, what can you do for us, right? What services or gifts can you offer us? Right, Kenny?
Right.
Like, for example, what are we looking for?
Neon.
If somebody makes neon signs?
Yeah, WFMU neon sign would be a dream come true.
Wait, well, now, Julie... You work in... Wait, you have an Etsy store. Is that correct?
I do, yes.
I'm going to get this wrong because you told me before the show. You don't make yarn. Do you? You don't make yarn.
I dye yarn.
You take yarn that's already existing,
yes.
That's white, I guess,
mm-hmm.
And you dye it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody calls and says, I need X number of feet of green yarn.
More or less. Something like that.
So what can she do for us? Do you need any yarn, Kenny?
I need some blue yarn.
I could do that.
Julie can do that. So this is going swimmingly. Okay.
Andy, you're really multitasking.
Here's Natalie Portman.
While you're doing your show, you're building your balloon Natalie Portman.
I think I might need a magic marker.
Right now she looks a little bit like her character from Star Wars. So you've got a ways to go to get the Oscar dressed in.
Oh, shut up. Hold on.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, here's her cape. Here you go. Done.
Hi, you're on the air.
It's been a while since I have called in.
It's Aaron in Minneapolis.
I think Aaron has a little birthday message for you, buddy.
Is that true, Aaron?
Actually, I have some news. I am going to be at the second 7-second delay marathon show. If there's space in the phone room. I don't think we will fit in the sidecar studio.
Oh, there's space in the phone room for you, Aaron, buddy.
Oh, we look forward to it. Thanks, Aaron. What are the
when you play Pin the Tail on Andy?
Pin the Tail on Andy.
We might play that tonight, but we'll play it again during the marathon.
Ken, you don't look a day over 60. I bet you never heard that line ever.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah.
I can offer you two free hugs when I am there on March 11th.
March 11th, that's our second week.
T-shirt from the Times Square Walgreens.
You know, because Aaron, I am so grateful to Andy for throwing me this wonderful birthday party tonight that I'm going to give my hug to him. So you can give Andy two hugs.
I look forward to it, Aaron. Aaron, travel safe. Are you going to be staying in New York and enjoy New York while you're here? Natalie Portman. That's her cape.
Very good.
Okay.
Times Square.
Okay, travel safe, and we'll see you next month.
Thanks, Aaron. See you in a couple of weeks.
So if you're just tuning in, we envy you that. Am I right, Kenny?
Yes. Boy, do we.
Well played. This is Ken's 61st birthday. He's the only friend I got, so I couldn't let it go. I couldn't let it pass.
Yeah, that's why you got me that $10.
Without a party.
$10 Panera gift. 50,
oh, thank you, by the way, for returning that to me.
No problem.
But I did get you this. I don't know if you're into T-shirts. I hope this is your size.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You just stole this out of the T-shirt room upstairs. It's not really my size.
Okay. Well, you can exchange it upstairs when Scott's in.
I'll exchange it.
Because I love you, buddy. Yeah, it's an FMU T-shirt.
It's a great Jim Price T-shirt. I actually love this shirt.
Yeah, that's a great one. I knew you'd like it.
And I don't have it yet.
I knew you'd like it. We're in good health, buddy.
Yeah, you stole it. So
yeah.
One of my gifts you stole.
Yeah.
And the other gift was a gift certificate to Panera right by your house.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't have one anywhere near me.
Oh, I'll take it, though. Yeah, thanks for that card. I have party hats.
All right, so Andy has created an amazing balloon version of Natalie Portman. Julie, will you attest to how wonderful this is?
It is like a beautiful, sensuous Teletubby of a balloon Natalie Portman.
That's right.
Wearing her cape from the Oscars, emblazoned with the names of the many female film directors who got snubbed at this year's Academy Awards.
Yeah, she really had a lot to say.
She hammered that home.
She can't be restrained. You can't keep her in a box.
So we're looking now for a kid who would like balloon Natalie Portman delivered to them.
If they live within a few miles of Jersey City.
Yeah, so if you're in Hudson County, if you're in Bayonne or Hoboken or Jersey City.
We will have it delivered to you. We'll call Uber.
Could they go as far as Montclair? Would you go as far as Montclair?
I don't know.
Andy?
Well, can it be delivered before 7?
Yes.
That's the whole question. Yeah,
yes.
Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Montclair, Maplewood?
Fine. But knock yourself out, Kenny.
Okay.
But we have to get this going because...
We have calls. I mean, nobody's calling the Sexual Favors Hotline.
Yes. If you can offer the station gifts or services, call us at 201-209-9368. If you want to offer Ken sexual favors for his birthday, 201-521-0843. Maybe if no one calls that hotline, Ken, you could borrow the Natalie Portman balloon animal for a few minutes. The bathroom's right over there.
Yeah, no, that's...
Ken will be back in 4 minutes.
That's okay.
Yeah. Happy birthday, my friend.
Yeah. James, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken. Happy birthday.
Thanks,
happy
James. 21st. Thank you, James.
Hey, I called earlier. You were saying you wanted neon. I called a few shows ago about neon.
Yeah.
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 I'm trying to go visit you guys, but I'm always pretty busy. So I'd love to visit y'all and make y'all some neon for your first day.
Oh, we would love a WFMU neon sign.
Usually I don't really give any free, no one gets free neon, but maybe I could make an exception for FMU.
Oh man, James, that would be so great. Could you email me so we could set it up?
Yeah. Let's arrange that. That'd be pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, my email is ken@wfmu.org.
All right. Well, I'll send you an email later tonight.
Cool. Thanks,
James.
That'd
be great. Now, what should the neon say?
I believe it should spell the name of the radio station.
I believe it should spell out your cell phone number.
Why?
To amuse me.
No, I'd prefer it to say WFMU.
We'll make anything you want, any color. How about that?
Cool. Thank you, James. What a great offer.
Yeah.
Wow, there you go. Right. That's how it works.
I'll send you an email.
Buddy,
I can't
that's...
do any sexual favors or kids or anything. But
no, nobody's calling the sexual favors hotline anyway. It doesn't matter.
So we have some yarn from our friend Julie.
Yarn, right, yarn.
And we have a neon sign from that James. Now, James, I'm going to say that sign is from me and you, okay?
That's fine.
I'm going to sign. Oh, hey, we have a card. This is a card for me and Julie,
you can
buddy.
You design it, Andy. How about that? I'll have you mount it. I'll just bring it there.
Well, if you make it, I'll help mount it. That's a Star Wars birthday card, Ken.
Wow, this is great, Andy. It's a pop-up Star Wars card.
Yeah, that's from me and Julie.
Yeah, but there's no Natalie Portman on it.
Oh, there's not?
No. Nope.
Well, who's that?
It has Chewbacca. That's Princess Leia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but this is great.
Well, enjoy it, buddy.
Not crazy about Star Wars, but love pop-up cards.
Well, maybe the card will turn you around on Star Wars. I know you don't like the movies, but maybe you like their pop-up cards.
I love this pop-up card. And thank you, Julie.
There you go.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
And you want to see a little secret?
Oh, and it says, Ken, don't die yet.
Yeah, that's for me.
Andy and Julie. Yeah.
Now, you want to see a little secret? You look on the back of the card and you see how much it cost.
Oh, let's see.
$4.99.
Wow.
That's love, baby.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's half what you spent on the Panera gift certificate.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for that, by the way.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, James.
Yeah, I look
forward.
Good evening, y'all.
Hey,
you
we need to find someone that lives nearby so we can get this Natalie Portman balloon animal, balloon Natalie Portman delivered.
So how old, what's the age limit on the Natalie Portman balloon animal?
Really?
Balloon activist, really.
No, yeah, balloon activist. Really? No one's calling and that's your concern, the age limit?
Well, I mean, would you give it to an adult?
I'd give it to anyone. What the hell? Who are you?
So whoever wants the Natalie Portman balloon activist.
Yeah. A kid would be best, I guess.
Yeah. But they have to be within half an hour of Jersey City. On the Jersey side, you're not willing to pay a toll.
No, and they have to call now, baby.
Yeah, okay.
Enough of this.
Okay.
Give the number out again. Wait, Julie, you give the number. There we go. It's written up there in green.
You can barely see it.
All right.
She can do it.
The number is...
She's good.
201?
Right.
209-9368.
It's a new number. Make a note. And that's if you have gifts and services to offer Ken and the station. And if you have sexual favors, you can offer Ken. What's the number there, Jules?
The number for the sexual favors hotline is 201-521-0843.
That's really great. I'm really so glad that we're, you know, down with the whole Me Too thing.
Now, Julie.
Setting up a sexual favors hotline for consenting adults.
Yeah.
It's like automatic consent, because if you weren't consenting, you wouldn't call the sexual favors hotline. So
yeah.
it's like an automated way of saying, yes, I consent.
Well, they're assuming that you'll consent to anything by calling.
Well, that's not true. I would have to consent.
Okay, we'll get to witness that. We'll get to witness that if someone calls the hotline. We'll get to witness that negotiation.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I'm not a piece of meat. I'm not going to say yes to anything.
Ken, you're 61. I've got some news for you. You're now a piece of meat. Hey, Jules, why don't you take a minute and plug your Etsy store?
Oh, thanks.
Where can we find you, Jules?
So I can be found at sweetsparrowyarns.etsy.com.
Sweet sparrows, plural, sparrows, yarn.
Sparrow is singular.
Oh, singular.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet sparrow yarn at Etsy.com.
Yep.
And what kind of things are you offering?
Is that dot Etsy.com?
Yes.
Dot, not at, Andy. But
what?
Dot Etsy. Sweet sparrow yarn dot Etsy.com.
Okay, fine.
You turned it into an email address.
And you do the, and you pay the rent selling yarn.
I do. Yep. I have been full time for 3.5 years.
Wow. I love that. You're in the marketplace.
Yeah.
Man, you're gutsier than me or Ken, right, Ken?
Yes.
Look what Ken has to do. Ken has to beg people for money. Like one of those squeegee men on the corner. How's he different than the squeegee men on the corner?
I give money to the squeegee men.
Squeegee men actually offer a service. Squeegee men actually offer a service you can use.
Got a little coronavirus there, Andy?
I have a little touch of the corona.
Yeah.
Little 24-hour corona.
Okay.
Hey, I have an interesting business going. I'm buying a surgical mask from China, used surgical mask.
Uh-huh.
Really cheap. They've only been used once, and I'm selling them. I'm selling them around. People really need surgical masks now.
Are they infected with COVID-19?
You know, I should ask. It's a follow-up question. I neglected to ask. All I know is that they've only been used once in most cases.
I think when people want face masks, they want something that's never been used. You know,
I can undercut my competition.
It's completely sterile.
I'm buying it for 10 cents per unit. Ken, it's a gold mine. Get in on this with me.
You probably would just be infecting people with your used face masks. How are you getting these?
I know a guy.
You know a guy in Wuhan?
I know a guy in Wuhan. My surgical mask guy. He goes around with a cart collecting the used surgical masks at night.
And he would normally throw them away or probably burn them.
Puts them in a box. Sends them to me. 10 cents a piece.
Well, you're putting your whole family at risk.
I sell them for 25 cents.
Are they getting shipped to your house in Madison?
Yeah. Oh, we're having the help open it. Don't open the boxes. Don't open the boxes from China, kids.
Well, that's quite a quite a little business venture.
Well, Julie and I know that you got to be in the marketplace. It's Adam Smith. It's the invisible hand, right Julie? Right.
Yes.
We're filling a need. We found a niche. Is there anybody else on Etsy doing what you're doing?
There are a lot of people
there
on Etsy
are?
Doing
Wait,
what I'm
doing,
doing.
Selling and coloring yarn?
Yeah, yeah.
But what do you do differently?
So I used to be a children's librarian when I was younger.
Yes.
And a lot of my colors are inspired by children's books.
I love this.
Thanks.
Give me an example of a color that inspired by a children's book.
Sure. So I have a colorway called Secret Garden.
Oh.
From one of my favorite children's books, The
yes.
Secret Garden.
Yes. Heard good things. I'm going to have my assistant read that and tell me all about it.
Can I change my yarn request?
Yeah, absolutely.
From blue to Goodnight Moon colored?
Yeah, definitely. Right. I can totally do that.
Great. That's really what I need. All right. We're going to line one or line three. Ruby in Amherst, Mass. You're on the air.
Hi, I love the show.
Hi, Ruby.
Hey, Ruby. Hey, we have a birthday boy here.
Hey, happy birthday. I love the show. First time call, long time.
Thank you, Ruby.
Thanks, Ruby. You're the fish we wanted to catch, right, Kenny?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So here's my idea. I'm a product designer, like engineering design.
Uh-huh.
And I do product design.
We use products all the time. I was just using a product last week.
I love products.
So I would... my offer is to provide free service for the product that you guys will choose. And this service worth a couple of $100s. Maybe you'll get somebody to pay for that to the radio, and I'll do the work.
And could you do like a 3D print job?
I send the file to be printed outside,
wow.
But I do the design. And
maybe
I'll
he get,
do
maybe
contract
he get...
manufacturing. So if somebody want to do a product... and produce it, I do that as well.
Can he make our cigarette boxes?
Yeah.
He's not a designer. He's a product. Well, he's a product designer.
Yeah.
I think the cigarette box.
Yeah.
Boxes have been.
Yeah.
Cigarette boxes
uh-huh.
have been.
Uh-huh.
They've been designed.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but Andy, you must have an idea for a product you would need designed. Like a rusty nail to jab into your palm.
A rusty nail?
Yeah.
To jab into my palm?
Yeah. You've mentioned that several times, wanting to have one of those.
You mean when you're going on and on and on
about
with one of your stories?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I could use is a little rusty nail pouch to carry the rusty nail.
Okay.
Something like that.
How many would you like it to carry?
I guess you want one rusty nail and then one backup rusty nail.
So two.
Yeah.
So a rusty nail pouch... that holds two rusty nails. Ruby, could you design that?
I could probably do something, yeah.
Yep, he's
right.
Good.
Okay, Ruby, email me, ken@wfmu.org.
So far we have yarn from our new friend, Julie, the only friend you have,
okay.
Ken, that
thanks,
went out
Ruby.
Of her way to actually come.
The one guest to my birthday party, listener Julie from Bayonne.
We have...
thanks for coming, Julie.
You're so welcome.
Thanks
for inviting me.
We have a neon sign. We have...
Oh, yeah, James with the neon.
Now we have some kind of product design. Wait, we have to get someone... We have to get this
right,
Natalie
we need,
Portman to
We need a kid or any adult who would like
well,
to
answer
have...
the phone, son.
Yes, I'm answering.
Just hit the button.
The phone number is 201...
Answer the phone, son.
209.
Julie, that's Julie's job. She has one job. You're taking it from her. Julie, give the number.
201-209-9368.
She's good.
Whew. Sexual favors at 201-521-0843.
Yep.
And Vince, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken. It's Vince Neil. Happy birthday, bud.
Thank you, Vince.
I hope you do some feel-good things at 40, 42.
Vince Neil.
Yeah. Hey, I'm here with a good buddy of mine. He'd really like to say hello, too.
Okay, who's that?
It's my boy, Dangerous.
It's Danger. I had a feeling it was Danger. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, boys? How we doing?
We're in the danger zone now.
He doesn't even change his voice. He doesn't even do us the favor of changing his voice.
He got it. He got somebody to introduce him. Danger, that was a nice move to have Vince introduce you.
Oh, yeah. Vince and I go way back. He's a good guy.
Danger, you were afraid that our call screener wouldn't let you through. Yeah. So, Danger, Ken's an old man, 61. Don't you think?
Yeah.
What?
How are you feeling? How's your day going, Ken?
It's going great, Danger. Thanks.
Ah, that pleases me.
So, Danger, what can you do for us?
Well, I was thinking about drumming up a little publicity for you guys. I'm recently putting out a new book.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm hoping, you know, maybe I could plug it on the air.
Oh, God.
Well, that's something you can do for yourself. No, the idea is what can you do for us?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Listen, I'll send a couple autographed copies your way. It's called The Dreams of a Gigolo, and it's by Dangerous. And, yeah, great piece of literature.
Oh, God.
Hardcover, soft cover?
Oh, God.
It's
soft cover, but if you handle it long enough, it becomes a hardcover.
Made Danger laugh.
Yeah, that's my goal every week.
All right, thanks, Danger. We'll
you got it.
We'll look for the hardcover edition of Dreams of a Gigolo. He's using his full name, Dangerous.
The Danger Zone, ladies and gentlemen. our only recurring caller.
No, there's Pam. Oh, Pam in San Francisco is she's the real recurring caller.
We have to recruit more recurring callers. We should have some kind of club, some kind of loyalty program. They should get it like a free sandwich if they call 10 times.
Well, I think you have a Panera gift certificate. Is there
any way we could stamp a card or something if people call, like,
we did
repeatedly?
That.
We did?
We did that. We had the 7-second delay.
Loyalty club,
yes.
But that was for listeners, not callers.
That's true.
Can we send out a loyalty card and we can ask people to stamp it themselves when they call?
Yeah, you can do that. No problemo. Hey, we're looking for somebody who wants to...
Otherwise, it's danger.
And Pam.
Pam.
So how many regular callers would you like, Andy?
Well, wouldn't it be great to have 5 or 6 great callers every week?
Describe your ideal regular caller.
Well, she'd be about Julie's age. She'd have Julie's demeanor, Julie's personality,
Julie's
background, Julie's sweet laugh.
Julie's mother.
Julie's mother, who's also a fan.
Wait! It sounds like you're describing Julie.
Nah. No, Julie won't do.
Okay. But somebody...
Julie's not right.
Somebody a lot like
Julie.
Yeah,
somebody like Julie.
All right. Hey, this was supposed to be a dizzy party.
Yeah, you want to get Julie dizzy?
Can I get dizzy?
Yeah, you want to get dizzy in lieu of doing hard drugs?
Well, I didn't do
it. We have cake here. Wait, we have cake. We have donuts.
These are not even donuts.
They're donuts.
No, they're not. They're donuts.
Well, they're Hostess donuts.
They're donuts.
I went to Walgreens. I asked.
You couldn't even get a donut.
I asked the clerk at Walgreens, and then I even asked the manager there, but apparently they do not sell illegal drugs. So we couldn't get you that.
So you got 2 packs of donuts. These things are the size of a quarter.
Yeah. I'll have a couple. You'll have one. I have a candle. One says 6 and one says 1.
Wow. You went all out.
Happy sweet 16.
Yeah, it could be you 16. Do you remember where you were for your 16th birthday?
I don't. No. I remember where I was after my 16th birthday. Hey, we're looking for somebody who would like the balloon Natalie Portman activist model that Andy has created. And if you live within half an hour of Jersey City, Andy's willing to spring for an Uber to bring it to you. So, you know, a kid or a twisted adult.
It might be too late. Or was somebody calling?
Yes.
All right, let's get you
there
dizzy.
There was somebody calling.
Let's get dizzy, buddy.
Okay. I'm going to have to take my headphones off.
Okay.
And then you'll need to keep up a lively patter with Julie, because I'm going to have to sit back and spin around in order to get dizzy.
How about I get you dizzy, and Julie will do the play-by-play. Julie will explain what we're doing.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Julie.
Right.
So Ken is in a... Ken is in an office chair, right?
Yep.
I'm going to spin you around. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
61.
I feel like David Attenborough.
Hang on.
Yep.
Hang on. Okay, Julie,
Andy
you're on
is
the
now
air.
Spinning Ken in his office chair.
Okay.
Ken is clutching the chair with his feet up on the seat.
And a look of mixed joy
and dread on his face.
Okay.
Oh, he's looking pretty dizzy.
Okay, another few revolutions.
Don't
bend yourself, Andy.
Okay, Kenny. Now, you want to see Kenny try to walk, Julie?
I would love to.
Okay, walk to the microphone, Kenny.
Whoop.
Okay.
Here he goes.
Here we go.
Oh, he's staggering a little.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
I made it.
How's he it made feel, it.
Ken? Feels dizzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's where Ken lives.
Now, I don't really like the dizziness.
Yeah.
But thanks for the dizzy party.
Hey, if you like getting dizzy, Ken, you know what you might want to try? Marijuana.
No, marijuana does not make you dizzy. Alcohol makes you dizzy.
Yeah. Try everything, Ken. You might, you know what, if you enjoy this, you know what you might want to try?
What?
Everything. Okay.
This
no,
is
I
the
have
first,
a,
first.
I have a cold, so I don't want to touch your donuts. But we're going to light. So this is pretty much it. Irwin didn't come.
Right.
There were staff members here.
Matt and Olivia did
they
not
didn't,
come.
Well, it was two floors down. They didn't bother making the trip.
Yeah, Michelle didn't come.
You're only their boss. Boy, this says more about you than
Scott,
it does with them.
Scott Williams, Joe Magasco didn't come.
Who else didn't come?
Sam the appraiser didn't come.
Is your wife here?
No. Nope.
Are your kids here?
Nope. Just Julie. Thanks
all
for coming to my birthday party, Julie.
All you've got
happy
is me and
here.
Julie.
Andy's lighting the candles now. And we go to Larry in Lake Hopatcong. Hi, Larry. You're on the air.
Yes, I have. How about a unique email address for your birthday? Like, Ken at I turned 61 and all I got was his lousy radio show.com.
I would love that.
All right, let me do it when I get back to the office. There's no problem there. If someone's taken that, because, you know, everyone is listening to the show here.
Right.
So I don't know how many people are capable of doing that. Otherwise, is that good or you want to make it... You want to change the all I got was it is something else?
No, that's fine. If it's available, then I'm all for it.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Larry.
Wait a minute. In my family, we have a tradition, so I'll just do it quickly. Happy birdle dadle, toodle yoodle doodle, Kendall. There you go.
Thanks, Larry.
My pleasure.
I hope that tradition...
That's the worst birthday tradition.
Hope that tradition dies with him.
Yeah. Wow.
How much of that tradition can you repeat?
Yidle, didle, didle.
Yeah. Suddenly you're doing Fiddler on the Roof here. Fantastic. Well, we have birthday candles lit, 61. Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, Andy. This is the best birthday party I've ever had.
Okay. So is anybody calling for the Natalie Portman doll?
Yeah. I think Nick the Bard is screening somebody right now.
Okay. But then I will call an Uber.
Yeah.
I need their address.
It's an uncanny birthday balloon version of Natalie Portman wearing her cape at the Oscars. It's uncanny. I this is a talent that I never knew Andy Breckman possessed.
Well, I'll take a picture of it here. If you hold it up.
Yeah. Go ahead. And I'll hold up my birthday. Yeah.
Isn't this kind of sad?
And nobody's called the Sexual Favors Hotline yet. That number is 201-521-0843. By calling that number, you are consenting to the sexual favors that you are offering. I'm not necessarily consenting to receiving them.
Yeah, I'd like to see a list of the sexual favors you would turn down, Ken. That'd be interesting. Not a long list.
I'll send it to you after the show. It's not a long list.
No, it's not a long list.
Yeah.
I know from experience. I've never heard him say the word no behind closed doors.
And if you have non-sexual favors that you can offer, the phone number is 201-209-9368.
He never says no. He says, you know what he says a lot? He says, whoa, where'd you get that? Is that legal?
That phrase comes in very handy.
Yeah. How many batteries are in that thing? You get a lot of that. Okay, so... We need an address, and we need a fan that lives nearby.
Right. Somebody who loves Natalie Portman or somebody who loves balloon animals or capes or somebody who's down with Natalie Portman's activism.
I guess it could be someone that just doesn't like Natalie Portman at all. You could make that argument, too.
Why?
Well, Ken.
It's a beautiful version of Natalie Portman.
Maybe. Okay.
Her cape looks a little bit more like a scarf than a cape, I will say that.
Oh, my God. It never ends with you. You're never satisfied.
You could maybe add a few more of those, make it more cape-like.
Oh, shut up.
And you're sitting here with... Oh, boy, I see what you're doing.
You can't talk forever.
You brought little alcohol hand wash to
I have a little cold.
To try to protect the rest of us.
Yeah.
Maybe you got your little cold from your used face mask business venture. Did you ever think of that?
It was worth it. I'd get them for 10 cents from Wuhan, China. Sell it for a quarter.
That's not much of a markup. That barely will cover your overhead.
How do we do it?
That's 150% markup.
How do we make our money? Volume.
Okay. How many of these used Wuhan face masks do you have?
So far, 18.
So you can make, most you can make is 18 times 15.
Julie, didn't it take you a year to establish yourself on Etsy? It takes time.
It did. You didn't have to work your day job for a whole year.
Exactly. My used surgical mask company will catch on eventually.
Okay, we're going to Lisa in Brooklyn.
It's
Hi,
now
Lisa.
Too late. It's 20 minutes. It's too late.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, Lisa.
Are you wearing your crown of Frankfurters?
I am wearing my crown of Frankfurters.
Oh, wait, no, here, hold on. We have a birthday hat here.
Thank you.
Excellent.
This is known as the Crown of Frankfurters.
Excellent.
Okay.
Now, I wasn't sure whether to call the sexual favors hotline or the regular hotline for this.
Yeah.
It could be interpreted numerous ways.
Uh-huh.
But I'm offering to make the station or you a small object with the pet hair of your choice. Julie will know what I'm talking about.
I sure do.
Felted pet hair.
Wait. Oh, no. What?
Can you combine pet hair from two pets?
Yeah. It's better if it's long, because otherwise the object will have to be very small.
Long?
Or there will need to be a lot of pet hair.
Okay.
Give me an example of something you can make from pet hair.
I made Irwin a monkey, a little monkey, out of my late cat's hair.
Could you put hair on my balloon, Natalie Portman?
You have to use a needle to felt wool or pet hair, so it would probably puncture Natalie.
Right.
You could glue it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pouring myself some.
I could make a little Natalie Portman balloon wig.
I would love a little monkey made out of Lola or Sammy's hair. That would be great.
Okay. Well, they have short hair, right?
So yeah.
I will need a lot of it.
Oh, I'll get you a lot. I'll get you all the dog hair you need.
I will. I'll do my best. It might be a very small monkey or a very messy monkey.
I'm sorry.
But I'll do my best.
My Frankfurter horn crown just bumped into the microphone. Okay. Thanks, Lisa.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope you're having a fantastic day.
It's the best birthday ever.
So wait, excellent. So what are we being offered here?
She's going to make me a little monkey out of my dog's hair.
So Julie coloring yarn is the most mainstream normal thing we've been offered.
No, neon. We got a WFMU neon.
Yeah.
Ruby is going to make you a little pouch that will hold two rusty nails.
For when you're yammering.
Yeah, for my boiler stories.
Yeah.
Which I have not told the boiler story in a really long time. I have a huge backlog. Huge. In fact, I have a very interesting hot water heater story about WFMU's.
Wait. Wait till I get my rusty nails.
Okay.
Wait till next week.
And Andy?
Yes, sir.
A very special guest for you is on the air right now.
Hey, Andy.
Hell, hey, babe. How are you?
I just want to wish Ken a happy birthday.
Oh, you're sweet.
Thank you, Beth.
And then I just got something off the Sweet Sparrow Yarn Etsy website. I got your plum yarn, Julie. It looks beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Now, is that for Molly, honey? Is that for our daughter, Molly?
Yeah, Molly can make something out
of Molly.
And Julie, I know that you like fairies, too.
I do.
We have a fairy house in front of our big tree.
That's amazing. Yeah,
Beth put a little door in a tree, and then she tells all the neighborhood kids fairies live there.
But I decorate it, too. It's really fun.
And I put a big foreclosure sign out in front of it.
Are there really fairies in it?
Yeah. And you know what? You know, Hank is into fairies also, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He builds fairy houses.
Yeah.
Hank's known as a fairy hag.
Yeah.
That's how much he likes fairies.
And every Wednesday I come to the biggest fairy house of them all here in Jersey City. Now, this birthday party was, if I recall, was your idea, honey.
I am so sorry.
Except, well, you can apologize.
Really,
you can apologize to Ken and me later.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, honey. You have, honey, that one little apology is not even close to enough. We'll talk about this later.
Then you can laugh. And you weren't feeling well either.
You don't have to. You don't have to share all your ideas for shows.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
You know, it was the fairies' idea. I shouldn't have listened to the fairies.
You don't blame the fairies.
No, blame the fairies.
Oh yeah, blame the fairies.
Yeah.
Well, we have a gift certificate to Panera's, honey.
Oh, that's so nice. And I have nothing to offer, Ken.
Sorry,
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
You know what would have been the saddest thing of all if you had called the sexual favors hotline.
Well, you know, Molly was downstairs, and I thought for a second, but I thought
no, don't
even
do that.
For me, that's too inappropriate.
Yeah, even for you.
Even for you.
Even for my. All right,
love you guys.
Well, thanks, Beth.
For my plum yarn, and happy birthday, Ken.
Thanks, Beth.
Well, if you're just tuning in, this is the most pathetic birthday party, I believe, in the history of birthday parties. I can't imagine one worse.
I can't believe nobody has called the sexual favors hotline.
I can't imagine a party that's worse. I don't think legally we can call this a party.
The sexual favors hotline is 201-521-0843. It would be nice to just see it ring.
Yeah, even that would be exciting.
Yeah.
Even if you don't answer it.
Right. I would just love to see it ring. And
know, you could just imagine.
Know that the sexual favors hotline is ringing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you can avoid the call screening of Nick the Bard. He's very tough. But if you have sexual favors or you're double jointed or having PMS or a redhead, you can call.
Oh, yeah, those are all our hotline ideas.
Yeah. 201-521-0843 is the number.
God, what if we actually had a double jointed redhead? Wait, what are the other criteria? Oh, PMSing.
Yeah. Double jointed PMSing redhead who offered me sexual favors? Is that what you're saying?
She would get straight to the front of the line.
Well, she'd get straight to the front of the line even with only one of those things. So you spun me
around. Is that clock right?
Which clock?
The clock that says 13 minutes to go.
Oh, the one on the wall there?
That can't be right.
No, that's slow. It's really slow.
Because we've been on here. We've been on for 2 hours.
Yeah, no, it's actually 6:25.
Oh,
it's about 15 minutes fast. Because we're not normally broadcasting from this studio. This is the big, spacious studio.
So we could accommodate all your friends.
Right, which I reserved.
All your guests.
Because you told me we were having a big birthday party, so I took the big studio. Thinking there's lots of room in here for everybody getting dizzy.
How lame is this?
Having donuts. Thanks for the donuts, Andy.
Hey, you know, I could tell you a funny birthday story.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad that I have to tell you in advance that my story is funny?
Go right ahead. Tell me your funny birthday story.
I once worked at a job with a guy. His name is Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Who always was very popular, more popular than me, and was thrown a surprise party every year.
Yeah.
His friends threw him a surprise party every year, and it got to the point where he was expecting it. You couldn't surprise him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one year we had this great idea. We planned a big surprise party for him for that night, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was 100 people coming. We were going to have it catered, music. We rented a place. That was going to be at night. But what we did was, in the afternoon during lunch, we threw him the lamest surprise party at work. Just two or three people showed up with, like, little gag gifts. It was very similar to this, to what we're experiencing right
wait,
here.
Wait a second. You said two or three people showed up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We aspired to that lame party.
That goes way beyond this party.
And it was so sad. It was so sad. It was sadder than this. And
How could it have been
sad? He got kind of teary-eyed because you can just see him just stunned and disappointed because he said, this is what it's come to for me. This is it. This is my party this year. And that was the brilliant fake-out plan. It was kind of like an Allied army operation, like to fool the Germans about where D-Day was going to
be. Oh, my God, that's what you're doing to me right now. This is the fake-out party.
No, see, that's, yeah. I wish that.
Julie, guys, thanks so much for being part of the fake-out party.
I wish that were
you
true.
You really put me in a tough spot here.
Oh, okay. My gosh, so at the end of the show, when we walk out, that's going to be the real party?
I'd give anything if that were true.
Or when I go home tonight, that'll be the real party?
No, this actually, what we're doing now is even better than I thought it would go today. This is it, buddy. Thank God Julie showed up.
Well, your Natalie Portman balloon activist is much better than I thought it would be.
It's yours, man.
Thank you. I'm not touching it because you have coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it here.
You probably just gave me the coronavirus by spinning me around in my chair.
I don't have the coronavirus.
Well, you got something close.
Corona light.
That's all right. We'll sanitize it and Uber it to you.
Exactly.
Dos Equis virus or something. You got something's going on.
Little touch of the Ebola. The 24-hour Ebola. So now no one's calling. Let's just review where we are, Ken.
Okay.
No one's calling. You had staff members here. They were invited to come. None of them could be bothered.
Yeah, what was the way?
This was their boss.
How exactly?
Their boss is having a birthday.
How exactly did you invite them?
Hey, it's Ken's birthday. You guys want to join us in the studio?
And you said that to him, like, what, 10 minutes before 6?
Well, they knew what we were doing.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so, all my employees refused to come.
We got Julie. You got me.
Mm-hmm. We got a sexual favors hotline that nobody has called once.
You got a Panera's gift card. You got an FMU t-shirt.
I had to give it back to you.
Well, you don't have one near you.
Right. There's not one nearby here in Jersey City.
Yeah. Well played, Andy. Checkmate, Ken.
Yeah. I got dizzy.
Yeah, you got dizzy. You have donuts if you want them here. Donuts.
Donuts. Not even a donut. Not even a quarter the size of a donut.
You got a party hat.
If you had gotten me one decent donut, one decent donut would have been nice.
Well, 61, that's not a milestone birthday. 65 is the big one. I'm turning 65 in 2 weeks.
March 3rd, yeah. March 3rd, Andy's 65th birthday.
Wait, that's a big one. I don't know why it's a big one. I guess it used to be Social Security kicked in.
Yeah, but now it kicks in at 59 and a half.
Well, you can get it early. But what are we going to do for my birthday?
Soak ya. The day after your birthday, March 4th.
Oh, screw you. Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, that hurts. Oh, yeah, that hurts my heart.
Yeah, WFMU Marathon starts.
Oh, that just kills me.
It starts a week from Saturday. So save up your money and soak Andy Breckman March 4th at 6:15 p.m.
Oh, my God, for my birthday.
Yeah, for your birthday. It'll be more fun than this.
Yeah. Tooth decay is more fun than this.
Yeah. Have you ever really suffered tooth decay?
Have you ever suffered tooth decay?
I have, yeah. I'm kind of suffering it right now, as a matter of fact.
This is the party equivalent.
Oh, man. Julie, I hope you don't get sick.
I've been pretty good. I've been using this.
You mean Tamiflu?
I've been using this.
You brought a big bottle of frozen lemonade. How did you manage to freeze that lemonade, Andy?
No, it's just cold. It was from Walmart.
I see.
I could not come. I know I wasn't feeling 100%. I feel bad. I hope I didn't get anyone sick. But I've been very careful.
At least we're not in the main studio. Yeah. If you got anybody sick, it's just me and Julie.
I'm trying to be careful.
We're strong.
Yeah. I'm trying to be careful.
Can you send me any of those Wuhan face masks, the used ones that you have?
They've only been used once.
I know. Can I
That's
have
That's my promise to you.
Can I have a couple?
Yeah. Hey, listen, can I? How about this? How about this for a gift? You can go early. You want to get home early? I'll finish out with Julie.
No.
I'll give you these 7 minutes are on me.
No, because Matt Fivesh is in the other studio, so I want to make sure it goes.
Oh, the transfer?
Smoothly with him, yeah.
I guess I'm kind of half hoping that you'll then say, maybe you want to go home early, Andy.
Andy, would you like to go home early?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. All right, you go right ahead. You go right ahead.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
He's going to go right to Panera.
Oh, yeah, I can stop at Panera.
Yeah.
Get a panini.
What's your favorite kind of panini, Andy?
Panera has...
Tuna?
Yeah, tuna paninis.
I like tuna paninis, too.
All right, brother. There you go. That we can something to talk about.
I hope you feel better, Andy.
You know what I'll do? I'll take a picture of my tuna panini. I'll send it to you.
Take a picture of the tuna panini with you and the balloon Natalie Portman activist. That would make this birthday all worthwhile. We can put it on next week's newsletter. Thanks to Jeremiah for the newsletter, by the way. You made Jeremiah write a newsletter for this show.
Well,
we
got Julie here.
It worked.
It worked. It wasn't a complete shutout.
That's right. And you can check out Julie's yarn, by the way, at sweetsparrowyarn.etsy.com. Ask for the rainbow yarn. Is there rainbow yarn?
There's not rainbow yarn.
Don't ask for the rainbow yarn.
You can ask for it. Prepare to be disappointed. Get used to disappointment.
And thank you, Nick the Bard, for coming in for tonight's birthday party that we held in the big, spacious main studio to fit all the people.
Hey, if you were considering coming but decided not to come, give us a call and tell us why. 201-209-9368. I'd like to hear from you. Why are you not here? 201-209-9368. Anyone who considered coming but decided not to come. Wouldn't you love to hear their story?
I would love to hear that story. Right now, 201-209-9368. Why did you not come to the party? Sexual Favors Hotline. 201-521-0843. Oh, God, it would be so exciting.
Has that rung once?
No, it has not rung once. Not even as a joke. Not even as a joke has somebody called it just to make it ring and then hung up. What a funny joke that would be. Coming up at 7, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash. That's not far away.
And what's coming up after him?
Honky Tonk Radio Girl.
And then what happens after that?
Evan Funk Davies, and he's having the Bush Tetras on tonight. You remember the Bush Tetras?
I love them. I love them live. You ever see them live?
Yep. I have seen them live. You remember their big hit?
Sticking It to the Man.
Too Many Creeps, Sticking It to the Man. Yeah.
I love the one about partying all night long.
No, that's not them. That was the Beastie Boys. You're always confusing every song with that song.
I'm sorry, Ken.
Hi, you're on the air.
This is really bumming me out.
Hello.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well, how are you?
Good.
Good old Kate. Good luck, Kate. Are you offering gifts or services to Ken on his birthday?
Well, perhaps. I'm a strawberry blonde head.
You're a strawberry blonde?
Yeah.
Okay.
And is this Andy's daughter who's on the show?
No,
this is I do have a daughter named Julie. This is a fan and a new friend.
Oh, got it. Julie.
And my only birthday party guest.
Right. I called into the show with Julie, who was pregnant, and offered some advice.
Oh,
your daughter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, little Nate now is 3 years old.
You must have given her some good advice, Kate.
Yeah, it worked.
It was about the cold cabbage leaves. On sore nipples.
Cold cabbage lube?
Leaves.
Cold cabbage leaves.
On sore nipples.
On sore nipples.
Oh, well, you just ruined the big surprise. That was going to be our big ending. That was going to be our big ending for Ken and on his birthday.
But right.
Now the surprise is blown.
Well, happy birthday, Ken.
Thank you, Kate.
How do you feel, Ken, 61? Do you think about that? Did you do anything yesterday on your actual birthday?
No, not really. Nope.
Do your kids call?
Yeah. Had a good long talk with Harry. Yep. Got a text from the daughter.
There you go.
Made out with my dogs.
So birthdays don't mean anything to you?
Not a whole lot.
You'll be dead soon.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, buddy. We shall pass this way but once.
My wife made me a Georgia Reuben.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, good.
That was good. She got me a screaming goat. Very nice little birthday present. Little goat that screams.
She loves you, man.
You know what? You know what scream it had?
No.
It had the good screaming goat scream. You know, when she got me this little screaming goat, I thought like, oh great, a screaming goat, it's going to probably have a crappy scream.
Man, I could use a rusty nail.
But no. It had the right scream.
That's your goat? That's what you got?
That's the screaming
from
goat.
From your wife?
Yeah, she gave me a little screaming goat thing. Yep. Best present I ever got. Better than your donuts. You don't scream.
Ken, this just is bumming me out.
No need for it to bum you out. You know why?
Wait, what? Wait.
Because Matt Fivesh is coming up. He's coming up one. It's 1 minute away. Weekly World Blues.
What's that line? What's that phone ringing?
I don't know. That's probably a wrong number. It's up there.
Oh.
It's not even.
It's not someone trying to get in?
No. No, I'm looking right at the front door. There's nobody there.
Julie, how much do you regret this? 1 to 10 coming in.
Not at all. I am very glad to have been here.
Well, you made it all possible. Imagine imagine this without Julie.
That's a lot of baggage. I don't know if I'm ready to take responsibility for making this all possible.
But imagine this day without Julie.
That's true. It would have been much more depressing without Julie. Just me and Andy.
What are we doing next week? Is next week the marathon?
Next week's the week before the marathon. Hey,
this is
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City.
We got to do something good.
And Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fivesh. Take it away, Matt.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A. We'll be right back.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
I'm gonna go